Chapter 15, Section 4, Will the Maps Help Me? Maps unfortunately don't tell you what to do. They are a means of communication, collaboration and learning patterns. You have to apply thought and find the most probable path to survival and success, but there is always the lucky break and its nemesis, the black swan. That process of decision and the application of thought to a map is wrapped up in your understanding of the landscape, the climatic patterns impacting it, your understanding of gameplay, your role, as perceived by yourself and others, and ultimately choice. There is always an analytical and emotional element to that choice, which is why it is so draining. The analytical side will tell you what is likely to happen, where not to invest and where you might invest. However, parts of the map are uncharted, Airb dragons, parts are uncertain, product-to-product substitution, and the gameplay of competitors is often unknown. Whilst we know that the industrialization of one thing, such as electricity, opens up adjacent possibilities of novel higher-order systems, for example radio, TV, refrigeration blankets, it is not possible to say which one of those will succeed. In the end, there is always an element of gut feel and leading the charge. This cannot be removed, but neither should it dominate everything. Leading the charge is also important because we have to act. It's movement which is the key to learning. Without movement, we do not discover, we do not explore, we do not learn, and in most cases, we simply die. Maps simply provide a systematic way of learning, of not repeating old mistakes, of applying patterns from one context to another and not blindly marching to your doom along a well-trodden path with signs saying doom, doom, Airby doom. Of course, you might still decide that this is the best path for you. Maps don't tell you what to do, they help explain the landscape.